Hey guys, welcome to Blue's Clues, where I am sharing my journey of the lessons, sacrifices, failures, and joys along the way, and being able to answer your questions so that my lessons can be a light along your journey. Today's question comes from Renee. Hey Blue, my name is Renee from Atlanta. I heard you on a podcast recently, and I heard you share how you went through a significant loss in your first business. I was so encouraged by your story and how you continue to put yourself out there and pursue your dreams. I really feel called to start my own wellness company to help people cope with depression and anxiety. But I can't get over thinking about failures like yours. That's truthfully my biggest fear and why I haven't even started. Hey Renee, good question. And I really appreciate you asking because I get it. And I wish I could sit here and tell you to take the leap, to start the business. Everything will be perfect and everything will go as planned, but that's not the truth. Failure is inevitable in business. It's a part of the process of starting something new, of doing something we've never done before. Failure is a part of life and something that we just can't avoid. But I can share that failure is not the end. Failure doesn't define you. Just because you fail or something doesn't turn out the way you thought, doesn't mean that you are a failure. But this is just information of what worked and what didn't. Failure is feedback that helps us get it right and get it better the next time. I've learned to embrace failure and allow failure to be my friend. I want to fail, and I want to fail fast, because that means I'm stretching myself to do something I've never done before. It's pushing me past my comfort zone and the things I absolutely know that I can do into something beyond what I'm capable of at the moment. And I'm getting that much closer to where I truly want to be. The reality is, we can do hard things. It may scare you, and you may fail. But I think that's what makes life worth living. I know beyond my fears and failures is the impact I'm supposed to bring. It's the purpose I am meant to step into. Fear of failure, I think it's the number one reason why most people don't start, why most people don't fully step into their purpose, why most people don't get out of life all that it has to offer. The fear of what other people are going to say or think of you. The fear of not having what it takes or if you can truly make it. The fear of the unknown. So I want you to ask yourself, how are you defining failure? Are you making failure your end when it really is just the beginning? I'm not gonna lie, failure does hurt. And I always ask myself, but did you die though? So, walking into your purpose will always be greater than the possibility of failure. Focus on what it is that you actually want to create, the new possibilities and the lives that you're meant to impact, not on what you don't want to happen. So, let's get excited and let's get on to living these lives, stepping into our purpose, and creating the businesses of our dreams. Blue. I hope you enjoyed this Blue's Clues. If you're watching and feeling stuck and know that you're ready to create results you're proud of, or maybe you're like Renee and you're scared of the failure, then I want to invite you to take the leap with Blue, a 3-month intensive. You will receive the coaching and accountability to gain the clarity, strategy, and confidence to take action. Limited spaces are available. If you're serious and ready to make your dreams a reality, then visit www.taketheleapwithblue to apply for your spot in my one-on-one or group coaching program. And I'll see you on the next Blue's Clues.